Do you have a birth certificate? It is such a vital document to participate and have access to essential services. And yet, globally, UNICEF estimates 1 in 4 children under the age of 5 have never been registered. In Australia, births are registered for free, but the actual birth certificate themselves has a fee. Today, we're talking about whether obtaining birth certificates is a human right, and do the certificates themselves need to be updated? We are joined on the phone by Dr. Liz Allen, a demographer at the Centre for Social Research and Methods at the Australian National University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, the big question on our lips is, when we're talking about human rights, is there a human right to a birth certificate?
It's a really tricky question, and I think for many people, they will perhaps have never considered this as part of the suite of human rights. But if we consider in Australia, for example, that a birth certificate is, and I'm going to sound very cliche here, is much like a passport to life. If you want to get a driver's license, you need a birth certificate. If you want to enrol in school or in education, you need a birth certificate. If you want to get a tax file number to be able to work legitimately, you need a birth certificate. So a birth certificate opens many doors, many major milestones in our life. And if we consider that many people don't actually have a birth certificate, then their access to what many of us take for granted is limited.
And what research is there into the actual amount of babies not being registered in Australia? And is there any more areas where it's more prevalent?
We definitely know that there are some characteristics associated with the families and individuals who are less likely to have their birth registered. So people perhaps from non-English speaking backgrounds, people from remote and regional areas, Indigenous First Nations Australians are also more likely to go unregistered as a birth. You know, I had a friend who didn't realise their birth wasn't registered until they tried to enlist in the army. And that's extraordinary. And then they had to go through the process of having their birth certified. It just, you know, what for whatever reason, life got difficult. You know, it's a major transition. I know another person who had gone through life, had even been in prison, and couldn't get a bank account because their birth hadn't been registered. Now, these are all kind of quite extreme cases, but these show what it's like to live on the fringes, on the margins of society for many disadvantaged people. And I know, you know, there are some people that would say, well, you know, you have a child, that's your choice. You deal with all of the so-called consequences. But this comes down to not about individual families or individual children. My goodness, you know, you can't even, a child doesn't have a lot of choice in these situations. So it comes down to what should the state or a good society do in order to enable everyone to be visible, everyone to be empowered and have access equally to these major milestones where they don't have to, if they want to get a job, have to pay money for that important documentation.
Now, in New South Wales, a standard birth certificate costs $60, and they do have an option to waive the fee for special circumstances for Indigenous Australians, people deemed vulnerable, such as those that are homeless or who are not at school, domestic violence reasons, and people incarceration, to name a few, so that there is this kind of buffer in case the fee needs to be waived. But I guess I want to ask, do you think birth certificates should have a fee, or should they be for free?
I'm of the belief that birth certificates in the first instance should be issued to an individual for free. And that then kind of throws up many questions about, well, what happens if you lose that document, or over time that document becomes eroded and becomes difficult to use. It then kind of throws up the question, well, are paper-based schemes actually keeping with the times? And is there a more effective scheme to be issuing and to be maintaining these types of sources of identification? We know, for example, there are some in New South Wales, there are banks that will look at the birth certificate number, for example, to rather than the actual hard copy, to certify your identity. So there are already kind of ad hoc schemes. But they're not used widely, and they're not known about. And so I think that there's a lot to be done here. There's a lot of investigation that I think should be done at this juncture. You know, we're having an issue around vaccinations. Are they going to be electronic certifications, or are they going to be hard copy? It also brings up a similar sort of questions around birth certificates. And I think it's the right time to be having these conversations. Because as I said, if we consider a birth certificate is a passport to life, then everybody should have access to one without penalty.
Liz, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. It's a great conversation to be having. And as I said, given the vaccination situation at the moment, it's one that we should definitely be having.